Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, we'll move on to an entirely different subject now, because of course in the beautiful weather we're having at the moment and Easter, we're chasing the heels of Easter. It is the time where butchers come into their own. It is the beginning of their peak season, as it were, with lamb and your roast for Easter. And of course the barbecue has been dusted down and so on in the lovely weather. Now, happening at the moment, in fact, is essentially the World Cup for butchers. And Ireland is being represented aboard. This is happening in Paris. Jim Murphy of Murphy's Craft Butchers, which is in Tullow in County Carlow. Good morning, Jim Murphy.
Good morning. How are you?
Not so bad at all. Are you still in Paris right now?
We're in Paris, yeah. We're still there today for a few more days.
And who are you in Paris with?
With my wife and my family. My four kids are here, my sister, and I'm with the Irish team and a good contingent of great Irish supporters.
The Craft Butchers of Ireland is the team, and it's the World Butcher Challenge. Is it? This happens every year.
It's kind of every two and a half years. It was in Sacramento in September 2022.
Yeah. We won best sausage in the world that time.
Yeah,
your team.
So we won the best sausage in the world that time. This time we had to settle for the best chicken product in the world.
Oh, but you won?
Yeah, so we own the best chicken product in the world out of 16 countries, which is a great achievement for the team.
Well, congratulations for Team Ireland Butchery. And how do you win the best chicken product in the world?
So every team puts forward best products from different categories, from the different meats you're using.
Yeah.
And you have to basically try to be innovative and make sure that it tastes good and it looks good. You know, you work hard on the best products because you get extra points in the overall competition. And we created a product called Chicken Italiano. Not a great Irish name, but it still had a good ring to it.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful product. And it was great. It was great to win it last night.
Congratulations, and particularly because this is where butchers seem to have changed in the last few years, isn't it? Where you get your ready-made seasoned chicken in your local butchers, stick it in the oven and away you go.
Yeah, like, you know, I've been butchering since, 1993. I finished college, Mountjoy Square. And when I started off in the 80s, beef and lamb were the staples of most Irish bacon and cabbage.
Yeah.
And now in the last 10 years, the sales of chicken throughout Ireland have nearly overtaken, I'd say, even beef and lamb. Because young people can do more with chicken, more flavours. I suppose it's more of a neutral palate as well for younger people.
Mm.
It's not that stronger flavour. So chicken is the big thing at the minute.
Does that mean younger people are not buying beef and lamb and the red meats as much?
They still buy beef. Beef is still a very, very big seller for us anyway. But lamb with younger people wouldn't be as big a seller, bar you create new products. We try to be innovative with lamb. We try to mince lamb. We make lamb truffles, lamb koftas. So you're changing the flavour of the lamb by adding a nice season, nice marinade. And the younger generation love that. They love it. They don't like the taste of just lamb by itself. So we change that. And that's what all this... the World Butchers Challenge is all about. It's all about butchers bringing the innovation in, changing the dynamics of the old butchering trade up to the modern era.
How are we regarded in this worldwide challenge in terms of the quality of Irish butchers and the skill and craft?
Oh, we put on an unbelievable display. You have 3.5 hours at each country. Each team has 6 members. My wife Bernadette's on the team.
Yeah.
I have Gerard from Cork, Mark from Abbey Lakes, James from Dublin, and Paul from Tyrone. And my wife Bernadette's on the team with myself. And it was unbelievable display. We got the backdrop up. We had a fantastic backdrop. We had a team of Ireland being basically a timeline of a food trail from the 1900s right through to 2025. So we started off as one of our teams was the Titanic, and we brought it up from the 1900s while people kind of had on the menu of the Titanic and stuff like stables back then, like ham hock, streaky bacon and cabbage, you know, lamb shanks, fillet steaks was on the Titanic on the menu. So we brought it all up.
Right.
Our team was 1900s to 2025.
Great idea.
And we had a beautiful backdrop, you know. But look, without the support of all our sponsors, we wouldn't be there in the first place. I suppose we have to thank them, Board B, MSLEBT, and then we had several suppliers of marinades and sauces, knives, McDonald's, Kiernan's, Gainer's, Redbrook. They're all fantastic to us, and without their help, Spice of Life, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, Bord B, you do a great job. Those delicious ads on the telly that make us mouth watering. Come here, we're coming into Easter season. Beef, the beef prices, the farmers are very happy, a bit too happy at the moment, so that's expensive. How's the lamb going?
Funny enough, lamb has been very expensive for over a year and a half now.
Yeah.
Lamb got very expensive last year and has kind of, it's gone back a little bit, but it wouldn't be back to what it should be, you know. But then that goes back to maybe less farmers, you know. It goes back to less young people going into the farming on both lamb and beef. So there's a shortage of food in our market. So the UK is a huge market for exports. So I think we export about 80% of our beef and lamb anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
we couldn't eat the meat we produce in this country, not in a million years.
No.
It's brilliant quality, isn't it, Jim? It's brilliant quality.
The quality, yeah. Irish meat, Irish lamb, you know, our quality of our food is renowned around the world. We have unbelievable farmers, unbelievable food producers.
And the butchers to match. Bernadetta, your wife, she wasn't born into a butcher family.
No, but she has a great eye for detail. And, you know, there's a lot more ladies coming to the butcher game now.
Is that right?
They bring more finesse and, you know, they're more detailed than the men. So the details when it comes to competitions like this are unbelievable. You know, they see things that us fellas don't see.
Yeah.
And they can make any piece of meat look beautiful.
You're a feminist now, Jim Murphy.
Oh, I am. I have to be, you know.
Come here, go to order
I
me
still have 2 days in Paris to spend.
We have world-class chicken Italiano. I presume it's a herb. What is it, very quickly?
So quickly, it's pistachio nuts mixed with lemon and lime zest.
Oh, get out.
And it's stuffed with sun-dried tomatoes, Parmesan cheese, and you have Parma ham wrapped around that, and it's in the centre. And you have a lovely marinade on, a lovely garlic and herb marinade to kind of bring out the flavour.
Beautiful.
So it's a really, really fun.
Oh, my God. Will that be on sale in Murphy's Craft Butchers in Tullow?
As soon as I get back next Monday morning, we'll be making chicken Italiano for everyone to try.
100%. The queues will be out the door. Jim Murphy, thanks a million. And
you're
congratulations.
Welcome.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.